We're about to start Shimon Dalet Shin. We will be doing the first half of Sif Aleph, but let's begin with the Mishnah Berurah's Hakdama, because this is a complicated Sif. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are two psukim in the Torah telling us about Shvises Avodim on Shabbos. The first pasuk is Laman Yonuach Avdecha V'Amoscha Kamocha, and the second is V'Yinofesh Ben Amoscha V'Hager. What's the difference between the two? The first is Laman Yanuach Avdecha V'Amoscha, that's referring to a full-fledged Evid Knani. An Evid Knani is Jewish. An Evid Knani goes through a conversion. He had Mila, Tefillah, and Kabbalah's mitzvahs L'Shem Avdus, that he becomes chayiv in all the mitzvahs of an Evid, which is similar to the mitzvahs of a woman. This person must keep Shabbos for himself too. Not only that, but it is his Odon's responsibility to see to it that he keeps Shabbos himself and doesn't break it at all. V'inofesh ben amoscha v'hager, ben amoscha v'hager, ger is referring to a ger toshav, ben amoscha v'hager, this is referring to an eved that you bought. He did not have milah and tefillah, but he was makabel on himself sheva mitzvahs, like a ger toshav. So this one, the halachi is that the he cannot do malacha, he's allowed to do malacha for himself on Shabbos. He's not to do malacha for his odon on Shabbos. Not only that, but the odon must stop him from doing his malacha on Shabbos. With regard to other Jews asking him to do malacha, so that's also according to everyone. The only question is that a daraisa or a drabanan? Meaning, is that part of the special limud that no one's allowed to ask him to do malacha? Or is this the regular halacha of Amir al-Nachri, and we'll have all the heterim of Amir al-Nachri? So that we're going to see later. Then we have a case of an Eved that was not makabel on himself sheva mitzvahs, and we have a machlokas aposkim altogether where he was makabel on himself nothing. Does he get any halachas, or can he even do malacha for the sake of his adon on Shabbos? So now let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Adam mitzuva al shvises avdo shemol v'tovel l'shem avdus v'kibol lav mitzvahs anoges be'eved. An Eved Knani that was mol v'tovel l'shem avdus is Jewish and he must keep Shabbos, and the Adam has to see to it that he keeps Shabbos. Avalim lo mol v'tovel ela kibol lav shevem mitzvahs b'nei Noach. If all he did was makablan himself shevem mitzvahs b'nei Noach, harei hu kiger toshav, so that's ben amoscha v'hager, he's like a ger toshav. He's not Jewish and he's allowed to do malacha for himself. But he's not allowed to do malacha for his rabbo. For osur l'chol Yisrael lo malolasas malacha b'Shabbos l'tzarech Yisrael v'afilu misheino rabbo. It is also for anyone to ask him to do malacha on Shabbos, even if he's not his rabbi, even if he's not his master. Now, according to this, it's pashtus. This is all usur mida araisa. That means this is all included in v'yinofesh ben amoscha v'hager. Then he goes further. V'afilu misheino v'im lo kibol lav shum mitzvah ela shadayin ukusi gomer dino shavol l'kabol lav sheva mitzvahs. This opinion, which is the only one we're going to see today, that holds that even without a kabbalah of sheva mitzvahs, the fact that he has a kin, that a Yisrael has a kinyan aguf on him, makes him partially Jewish, and it's also for anyone to ask him to do malacha, and that's a daraisa. Ulefizet, with regard to malacha derabbonon, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the kilit. But with regard to malacha's daraisa, pashtus, there's an issa daraisa for him to do with it, to do malacha. Ulefizet, sarchi chol l'shem bal sakana. The Kaimalon Omalein Yehudi Vyosa, that it's mutter for a non-Jew to do malacha for a chola. V'chein, Mace beyond Tavrishin, the Kaimalon Yisaskubo Amamin, they were matur Amir La'akam, to bury someone on Yon Tavrishin. Osir Lomer Li Eved Yisrael Afu Afilu Ovid Ovidus Galulim. The Kivin the Malacha Eved Asur Min HaTorah Luhutu B'dov Hashem Bo Pikuach Nefesh. See, where the Isser is an Isser Drabbanon of Amir Eliakum, like the normal case, there they were matured under different circumstances. Whereas over here, if we hold that there's a Daraisa, so the Isser Daraisa of asking him to do Malacha, that Chazal could not be matur. Unless it's Pikoach Nefesh. V'yesh Cholkin, this is all within this opinion that there's no difference if he was or wasn't Makabel Sheva Mitzvahs. V'yesh Cholkin, there are those who disagree. Umatirin Bazet, and they are matir. They hold someone who is not makabal of Sheven Mitzvahs, although he's not allowed to do malacha for Rabbo, he is allowed to do malacha for other Jews. The only issur is the regular din of Amir Le'akum, and the Makam Choli, it's going to be mutter. Umikol Makam im hayos maleches Rabbo shalom midato v'nikar shenos ledato mutter. What happens if Rabbo finds him on Shabbos doing malacha for him? So the halacha is that if it was against the will of his of the other, and everyone knows that, ain tzarich lahafrisho. The halacha is that it's mutter, and he doesn't have to stop him. Afilu kibel lav sheva mitzvahs. If he wasn't mol v'tovel, he's not a total Jew yet. Ul Yisrael acher sheino Rabbo. Afilu os ladas Yisrael mutter. Kol she'ein shem amiris Yisrael. In a case where there was no Amira, and he did malacha that was not Avodas Rabbo, the halacha is that it's mutter. Ubelvad shelo yehani Yisrael b'shabes me'olsa malacha. So this is the halacha of Amir Liakum. If a non-Jew does malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, he cannot be nena on Shabbos ad b'chdei she'yo'ase, so he shouldn't be tempted in the future to ask him. But after that, he could be nena from it. This is the first shita, and we'll be seeing the second one tomorrow.